MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting with Yulali Groos, head of money market at Stanlib Asset Management. Yulali, appreciate the time today. I want to get to Zerona and some details there. Before we do, I want to sort of talk more broadly money market and particularly the relevance in different sort of interest rate environments, falling, rising, unchanged. We're kind of in a decreasing environment, although our governor has kept us paused, but sort of how they fit in those different interest rate impacts.
Yes, so thank you, Simon, and a very good question. So I want to start with the benefit of a money market fund, and you know, your exposure is diversified. You're not just exposed to the one counterparty or bank that you are invested in, but to the range of counterparties that your fund is invested in. So you diversify your exposure by that. And then for us, it's very important to have an interest rate view. So to have a view on where the markets are going. So especially last week, we have big debates on what we thought the stance of the MPC will be. Will they cut? Will they hold? And we position our portfolios according to that view to make sure it still outperforms in a decreasing, increasing, and stable interest rate environment.
Okay, I get your point on that. It is sort of positioning it accordingly. Changing tack slightly, corporate South Africa sitting on large amounts of cash, are they using money market accounts to their advantage rather than just sort of leaving it lazy in the bank?
Yes, absolutely. We've got a specific corporate money market fund that is catered for corporates. It's a low-risk conservative fund, and we are sitting on a lot of corporate cash. And the corporates use it to their advantage, because for a money market fund, one of the biggest advantages is your same-day liquidity. So if you need your money today, you can phone us before 11:30, and you will have your money on that day. So corporates park their cash with us so they can still manage their balance sheets. But if they need that money on that day in case of a payment or emergency, they can contact us and have their money on the same day. If they go now and park it in a fixed deposit with a bank, they are locked in and they can't get that money immediately. So we see a lot of corporates making use of money market funds across the board. And I mean, that's why it's so mandate dependent. So they'll come to us for a specific mandate, you know, and as a might have different exposures that corporates might like.
I get your point, but it's that liquidity is a huge important point as well. Towards the end of last year, I chatted on the show around the Zerona. We're moving from JIBAR to Zerona. It's an interest rate benchmark that impacts a lot of financial instruments. Does this move to Zerona later the year have any impact on money market funds?
Yes. I mean, money market funds invest in a lot of instruments that's linked to JIBAR. So the Zerona move is very important for money market funds. So JIBAR, and important to point out, JIBAR is a forward-looking rate. So you would know what your interest payment is going to be in, let's say, 3 months' time. With Zerona, it's a backward-looking rate. So you only know what your interest rate is going to be on the day, because it's going to take overnight deposits being published. And then on that day, you will only know what your interest rate is going to be for that day. So looking over a three-month period, Zerona will compound over that three-month period. And only at the end of that period, you will know what your interest rate's going to be. So the difference, the switch over from JIBAR to Zerona is a mind shift. You now have to change the way you think, because you can't lock in a rate anymore for your fund. Let's say, even if it's only over 3 months. Because the moment the MPC is going to change the interest rate decision, your Zerona rate is going to move the next day. So there's no more kind of hedging against interest rate moves with Zerona. It's going to be very market-related, risk-free rate, changing immediately as the MPC changes, or, you know, exactly like a prime rate.
Yeah.
So in terms of pricing the funds and performance impact, it really should not be that impactful on a money market fund. So there's going to be a switchover period from March. We can only start entering into Zerona-linked instruments. So as the money market instruments mature, you will start trading at Zerona, and then JIBAR will cease to exist at the end of December. So very important is that switchover period. If you have instruments maturing past 2026, so when Java ceases to exist, your instrument needs to be converted to Zeronia. And the way they're going to handle that conversion is with a credit adjustment spread. So yeah, that credit adjustment spread is being calculated. It's going to get fixed by the end of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And where your instrument traded at Java plus a spread, it will now trade at Zeronia plus the credit adjustment spread plus the original margin. But that's just for existing instruments. Mm-hmm. So with money market instruments that's short dated, that is going to see maturities and we're going to enter into new instruments that's Zeronia linked, those instruments will just be at Zeronia plus a spread. And that spread will probably be wider than what Java is trading at the moment, because there is that difference between Java and Zeronia of about 17 basis points.
That's not giant. I mean, is Corporate Africa ready for this? I mean, for the implementation?
Look, there's a big drive to get everybody ready and to educate staff.
Mm.
I mean, I think there's been so many information sessions and people are actually finally starting to attend it now. Whereas, you know, in the past, it's South Africa, people think, oh, there's going to be a change, but it's going to be deferred.
Yeah.
But this is really happening. So corporates are starting to ask a lot of questions from banks and asset managers. What should they do? And I mean, the most important thing to do is educate your staff, get your IT systems ready and your accounting systems. Make sure you understand Zeronia and that your systems can actually handle it. And especially if you're a corporate that's issuing debt,
yeah,
make sure you understand how you're going to issue that debt now, at what spread and what's going to be the impact.
Yeah, I get your point on that. We often do leave things for a little bit for the last minute, but sometimes that's not always it's seldom actually the best idea. We'll leave that there. Hilali Khos, Head of Money Market at Stanlib Asset Management. Always appreciate the time.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.